Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk art this morning. And a friend of mine by the name of Rebecca Wilson. Beck Wilson is online. Good morning to you, Beck.
G'day, Neil. How are you going?
I'm going very well. Now, you're a Hill End local and you've got an exhibition that is opening early in the new year out of Grenfell called A Portrait of Landscape and Time in Hill End. It's quite special, this exhibition. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the interest too. That it's been a labour of love. I've lived out here for, 9 or 10 years and ended up marrying a Hill End local, fifth generation. So I've just by the nature of living here, I've learned a lot about this region. But I'm very proud of the work, and it's really looking at heroes and villains and how we choose our heroes and villains, because often through history, it's really some people are recorded as heroes, but they're really villains and vice versa.
There's a lot of colourful past to Hill End, right back to the settlement days.
Absolutely. I thought if I'm going to look at sort of the beginning of white experience in this region, to start off with, it's really important to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land. And Windradyne was an amazing war hero, really. And a lot of what happened around that time, so there was a terrible declaration of martial law in 1824, and that's a very significant national event, and a lot of people don't know about it. So I thought it's very important to acknowledge the truth about what happened, and it's a very painful past. But like a lot of the elders, Baptist elders and other people will say, if we can't talk about the past, we can't move forward.
Yeah, absolutely right. You're right. The genocide that took place around that time was absolutely horrific. Now, talk to me about Australia's only Chinese bushranger, Cranky Sam.
See, only Australia could name, you know, give the nickname Cranky Sam. So his real name was Sam Poo, and he was really well known across a lot of goldfields. So he travelled, I think, like from across the Ovens River. He was known at the Macquarie and the Turon. And I think he probably would have been indentured, you know, a slave at that time brought over from China. And I think he probably got to the point where he sort of went, I'm sort of jack of this. I think he probably was mentally unwell, though, also. And so he started off holding up his own countrymen, actually. So he was sort of a highwayman, if you like. He'd hide out in the bush and then he'd confront people. And he would take their gold. He knew that they would hide it up underneath their plaits, and he would take their gold and he would say to them, you know, look over there and keep looking that way or I'm going to shoot you, and he'd run back into the bush.
Wow.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh because actually it's quite serious. He then went on to sort of worse crimes, and eventually he did end up shooting a policeman who was trying to capture him. So he was severely wounded, ended up in hospital, and they waited for him to recover, and then he was hanged in Bathurst.
Wow, wow, just fantastic. Yeah. Now, the exhibition goes right through to more modern times as well.
That's right. So, I mean, you could feel volumes and volumes about Hill End. So I cast sort of a wide net with this and just sort of focused on a few of the interesting stories. And so before I go right through to modern times, I sort of did reflect on the connection of the artists with the region as well. So even things like Jean Bullett, who is a sort of lesser known female artist. She was knocking around with Donald Friend and, you know, Jeffrey Smart and people like that. And she sort of dropped off the radar.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So she was the only woman who actually has won the Sulman Prize twice, and she was hung consistently, and that was very rare for a woman. And in fact, she was insulted in the newspapers when she was announced as the winner of the Sulman. They said something like, the judge said, well, I actually wanted to pick this other prize, but the dimensions weren't right.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, you know, there's a wide and varied look in this exhibition. It's something that you've been moved to put a lot of effort and time in. Is it just the fact that Hill End moves you to do this? It is a beautiful place. I love it. It's quintessential Australian bush.
It is. Look, honestly, it's one of the most unusual places I've ever lived because it attracts people from all walks of life, and it has this shared history with many, many people. Like, a lot of people come to Hill End who've got some kind of family connection, or they've got a story from when they were a kid and they would come panning for gold, that sort of thing. But also, I think it's timely just to be looking at the human condition. So we're living in an unusual time, and I'm just saying, look, we're all heroes and villains. We're all flawed. And if we can be sort of more accepting about the fact that that's the truth, then perhaps we can be more honest about, you know, where the truth lies in history. And I think we'd be a healthier society, you know, if we can do that.
Mm. Well said. Joining me online, it's Beck Wilson. Now, the exhibition, once again, it opens on the 8th of January at the Grenfell Art Gallery through till the end of Feb, and then it's getting a start at Gang Gang Gallery, I believe.
Yeah, so Gang Gang is a great new commercial gallery in Lithgow, and Sharon Howard is just doing really great things for our region in Lithgow. So I'm really excited that she's picked that up. So that'll be hung sort of, I think it was the 24th of May, for about a month it'll be there, and we'll let people know when the opening is. We'd love people to come along. But if you can make it over to Grenfell, I really encourage people to come and have a look. I've got story cards next to the paintings. I've got a book that goes with it. And I've even done some podcasts with various characters related to the to this body of work.
Rebecca Wilson's with me. A Portrait of Landscape and Time in Hill End. Myth-making Heroes and Villains is the name of the exhibition. Beck, nice to chat. We'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful Christmas and good luck with the exhibition.
Oh, thank you, Neil. Thanks for the interest. And, yeah, happy Christmas to you too.